Okay, let me interrupt you. So the question was, if you're running a discipleship group, a discipleship course, what are some of the topics you'd want to cover? Of course, I realize it depends on who the people and all the rest of it, but just give us some thoughts. What are some of the things you'd like to be talking about? Brilliant. So assurance, particularly and helpfully, how do we get assurance? By focusing on what Christ has done and the sufficiency, what's been won from good. So in one sense, as sort of a reminder of the gospel, actually, but for the purposes of assurance, good. Others, other thoughts? So a sort of a Christian, really it's kind of Christian life, but through the lens of its relationship with Jesus, not that you become a Christian and suddenly, by the way, here's the rule book.
Yeah.
So a Christian life as in relation with Jesus and you know, and beyond. Good. Somewhere of this half? Okay, tools they can grow further, particularly prayer and reading the Bible. From the back half? Hardships, yep.
The importance of the Spirit in their lives.
Importance of the Spirit in their lives.
Church, how to be involved in the church.
Church.
What Jesus himself says as a promise.
What Jesus himself says as a promise. So we've kind of got that theme of reminder of assurance because of what Christ has done. Ongoing Christian life is related to Jesus, what Jesus promised. Anyone? Oh. Okay, New Covenant, I guess that's linked to sort of some of the gospel reminders. Anyone mention Trinity?
And I've got that in there before they were Christian.
Good. We had that in their evangelism course. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Complete cop-out. But it's interesting. Where do we put something? Where God is Trinity? Is that some? Do we talk about that in evangelism? Do we talk about it in discipleship, or is that kind of that's ministry training course? That's experience. Kind of once people have been Christians a while, and it was something I was challenged about. Actually, to do with who God is. Reassuring thing is, by the way, every single topic you've mentioned is in John 14 to 16. And so as we were asked, I was in effect sitting where you are when Chris Green came. He had a much better trick. He basically just asked the question and got us discussing it the whole morning. And it was one of the best mornings we had. Because we just discussed it as a church kind of staff team. But thinking, what do you do with non-Christians? This was what led me to John 14 to 16. Because I am the way, the truth, and the life. It begins with a kind of real kind of gospel summary. You end up talking about prayer. You end up talking about, it's about relationship with Jesus. It's about remaining in him. You're talking about loving one another. It contains so much of what you want to look at. So one of the things I want to just float with you is, Eleanor mentioned helping people read the Bible for themselves. It's also, it would be a discipleship course that doesn't involve just throwing passage after passage and 100 verses, but say we're just going to work through 3 chapters. And so you help people to read sequentially. Of course, there's some hard stuff in there. It's John's gospel, what do they say? It's shallow enough for a child to paddle in, deep enough to drown an elephant or something like that. It's the sort of, you can just keep going, it's complex. But we ran it for a number of years, just trying to help people into the Christian faith. And so as we go through the day, primarily I'll be drawing applications for us as ministers of the gospel in various settings. Some of us more full-time, others perhaps just getting into it in different ways at church. But that's our primary application. But I'd love also to think, I think there's something here. Really, this is Jesus, we'll see, preparing his disciples for when he's gone, preparing them for life in the Christian age. The days we're in today. What I want to do just for this first bit is to get us thinking about this little structure that I was mentioning. So on the handout, there are purpose clauses in John 14 to 16, which just sounds like the most dull topic ever, until you think what we're trying to do is read this as Jesus intended us to read it, as he intended us to understand it. There's this phrase, I've put the Greek there, just if you're a Greek lover, I'll mention it, but you can do this, you don't need that. But tauta lalaleka humin, and actually you then get the purpose clause hina in all of that. These things I've said to you occurs 6 times in the Bible. Computers are great, by the way. You can search for these things, even if you've barely got any language, you can search for these 6 times in the entire Bible, all of them in the section here. I'm persuaded, and if you want to find the article that I wrote, arguing that each time is at the end of a section. I copied the little diagram out for you there. I think here Jesus teaches a section of the last discourse, the farewell discourse. This is Jesus speaking to disciples in the upper room in John 14 to 16, and then finishes each bit by saying, I've said these things to you, so that, and then he gives them a purpose. And that's there if you want to sort of chase down the Greek and think that through. And I'm happy to take, probably not necessarily from the front, but if you've got questions about the more technical side of things, go read the paper if you want to look at that, which will just get into that. Actually, what I want to do is, this is what we did with the new Christians. This is week 8 of our discipleship course, was this overview diagram. I like being visual, so forgive me if you're not such a visual person. I want to give you a few minutes just to wrestle with some of this on your own. And I'd like you just to have a go at filling this in. Of course, when we did this as a discipleship group, we'd already spent 7 weeks studying John 14 to 16. For you, it's coming in it pretty fresh. But I guess for most of us, they're chapters we're at least a little bit familiar with. Jesus at the Last Supper with his disciples, he's just washed their feet. And then it's this extended teaching period, only recorded in John, before the crucifixion. Famous Last Words was the title of the series when it was done at St. Ebbs a few years ago. Jesus' last words to his disciples, equipping them for the time after his death. And just to give you a little steer, when Jesus says in this passage, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going, he means the cross, and we're to think of his crucifixion. So when he says, I'm going, it's the cross he's got in view. I guess we realise that, but that's what he's talking about. So I'd love you just to have a look and just try and sort of have a read through. And on the sheet, I've got those purpose clauses we get 5 times there in the little dotted boxes. Just try and fill in and just get a bit of an overview of the whole. If you're a Greek speaker, feel free to not do this and to just have a chew through the Greek if you want to find those purpose clauses. But I want to give you 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, to have a go at this, just to try and chew through and see something of that big picture, so that when I then speak to you in later sessions, you've done a little bit of work on your own, so sort of flipping the classroom slightly, getting you to work up front. Have a go at that. I'll wander around if you're lost and have no idea what's going on. Well, firstly, it's only 15 minutes in the day. The rest of it will be much more typical me from the front. Secondly, stick an arm in the air and I'll come and chat and help you more. So 10, 15 minutes, having a chew through this overview, or say if you want to work through the Greek, just to try and get a sense of what's going, particularly these purpose clauses. I've told you these things so that, see, what is the aim in Jesus' teaching? And then we'll gather together just to sort of round off this first session. Okay? Time now to have a go. I'll wander around, stick an arm in the air if you want a bit of help.